Voters will begin heading to the polls, at least those who opt for early voting, in just under 7 weeks. There are still some final modifications to the ballot that may or may not be required before then. Two casino-related amendments are in separate states of legal limbo, and courts will decide if voters will be able to see those measures. We do know that a question involving medicinal marijuana will be on the ballot, and the proposed increase of the severance tax on natural gas will not. Recently, Roby Brock from TalkBusiness.net discussed the ballot with Steve Bronner, political columnist for Stevens Media.
Let's begin with Sheffield Nelson's severance tax proposal. This is something that he had been trying to get on the ballot for the better part of the last 6 to 8 months. There was an army of business interests that were going to line up against this thing. Do you think it even had a snowball's chance to begin with?
Not much. To get on the ballot, you have to have a bunch of signatures. And to have a bunch of signatures, you have to have an army. And who is the army that is going to line up against the natural gas industry right now? It's hard to find people, so he had to hire some outfit to do it for him, and they didn't do a very good and possibly didn't do a legal job of clicking those signatures.
Yeah, a lot of invalid signatures that were turned in on that behalf, and I think that was what's discouraged him, wouldn't you say, in terms of trying to meet the 30-day extension that he got?
He basically gave it up.
Let's talk, too, about medical marijuana. We polled this issue earlier, back in July, found that the electorate is pretty evenly split on this. 47% support medical marijuana in Arkansas, 46% oppose medical marijuana. Before we get to some of the political alignment with that, did those numbers surprise you?
A little. But this doesn't line up along the usual pro-drug, anti-drug, it's pro-drug, but along the usual lines, because it's going to be harder for the group that's against this, those that are against this, to kind of paint it as something that's against the war on drugs, because there's a compassion into this, mm-hmm. And so it's going to be a difficult case for them to make.
Now, the group that is supporting this is called Arkansans for Compassionate Care, and they're obviously, like you say, they're going to be supporting this more compassion-oriented people that have medical conditions that need this type of pain relief that they claim medical marijuana provides for them. Who opposes this?
Church groups and law enforcement. And they will have to counter the photo of a person who has cancer saying, this is what helped me, with the argument that this is a Trojan horse to bring in more legalized marijuana. They will say that that medical marijuana has never been proven to be a successful way to help people treat or fight cancer or other diseases. It will be a difficult task for both sides. Anytime it's 50-50 going into, you just don't know who's going to win.
Yeah, and it's a pretty small undecided group too, which I found kind of surprising as well, that only like 7% of those that we polled actually don't have an opinion on this. Do you think that that's maybe because there's been a pretty big national discussion about this and other states have adopted this? Why do you think that there might be so much decision already made on this?
Because we've already decided on everything. Polls are showing that there's like a 3% undecided rate on the presidential election. The electorate, more than ever in its history, has made up its mind on virtually everything, and this is months before the election. I think that the combination of the internet, 24-hour news shows, we basically, if you are an interested voter, you know where you stand on a whole lot of issues, and I think medical marijuana is one of them.
And that's good for people like us in the news business, is it not? Yeah. All right, let's talk about casinos. This has been one of the more convoluted things that we've seen over this course of the last couple of weeks. Nancy Todd, professional poker player, has brought her potential constitutional amendment in here. She's headed to the Supreme Court to get her ballot title ruled sufficient. Maybe we explain a little bit of what the ballot title is and then how it's the short description of what the proposal actually does and why that has been such a kind of complicated issue for her.
Well, it wouldn't be an election season in Arkansas if we didn't have an out-of-state interest trying to pass an unregulated casino monopoly that's going to end up going to the Supreme Court. I mean, it happens almost every single election season. She wants to have a constitutional monopoly to have casinos in four counties. That's a problem first of all, because casinos are now illegal in Arkansas, supposedly.
Supposedly.
That's a problem for Oaklawn and Southland, which have casinos, even though they don't call them that. I've been in the one once at Oaklawn. It's a casino. Right now they're hosting the Arkansas Poker Players Championship. Southland calls itself Southland Gaming and Racing, gaming first. So we have casinos in Arkansas, and they're concerned, rightly, that if this passes, their casinos may be constitutionally gone.
Right.
And if that happens, we can say goodbye to Southland. Southland can't compete with that. Oaklawn, who knows? I mean, it's a long storied history, but if this passes, then Southland is a big dirt track.
If she's successful in addressing her concerns, I would suggest that one of the things that may happen right now, she's being challenged just on the ballot title not being sufficient to explain to voters that it could do away with Oaklawn and Southland's electronic games of skill that they host in their casinos. If she's she's successful in getting that obstacle cleared, then she might face from the opposition group that's opposed to her the fact that she collected these 130,000 signatures using the old ballot title. That's complicated for her as well, is it not?
How could it not be? They collected the signatures based on this is what the ballot issue is, then she's going to change it after the signatures are already turned in. I don't see how it works, but we'll wait and see.
Well, we have polled this as well. We found only 28% of Arkansans support this proposal. 66% are opposed to it. There's another casino proposal that could also make it to the ballot. It's undergoing a legal challenge as well right now. Right now, I think it actually is qualified to be on the actual ballots that'll get printed, but they still have to work some stuff out. It's Michael Wasserman, Texas Businessman's casino proposal. What happens if they get on the ballot and they both pass? What happens?
Well, I think it's dead. Because while it did technically have enough signatures, the Secretary of State has not certified those signatures. And it barely had enough. So we have to wait and see. If it does get on the ballot, then the one that gets the, if they both won, the one that gets the most votes wins.
Steve Bronner is a political columnist with Stevens Media. He discussed the November election with Roby Brock from our content partner, TalkBusiness.net. Support for TalkBusiness.net on Ozarks at Large is provided by Mitchell Williams Law, providing strategic counsel on a variety of sophisticated legal matters since 1954. Mitchell Williams Law Firm combines decades of diverse professional experience to clients across the U.S. Today, the firm employs nearly 80 attorneys from four offices in Arkansas, Texas, and New York. Online at MitchellWilliamsLaw.com.
And Bank of the Ozarks, committed to helping business owners succeed by combining the tools and services businesses need with accessible experience and knowledge. More information at BankOzarks.com. Plus Verizon offering a wide selection of productivity-enhancing tablets for small business, including the Apple iPad. More information at a Verizon communications store near you or online at VZW.com/small business. And CEG Partners, using empirical data to better understand your customers' experiences and their loyalties. More information at CEGPartners.com.
Ahead on Ozarks, time has been no friend of Johnny Cash's boyhood home in Dyess, Arkansas. But Arkansas State University is restoring the one-time home of the musical icon. That story in about 3 minutes on Ozarks at Large.